They sensed that Sanders was hiding something from them. In the movie's final excruciating sequence, you could see bricks flying out of the wall Sanders had constructed in his head, flying faster and faster as the children of the dam pried into him, trying to find out what he was concealing. At last, they uncovered the image of the bomb in the briefcase, 8 or 9 sticks of dynamite wired up to an alarm clock. You saw their creepy golden eyes widen with understanding, but they didn't have time to do anything. The bomb exploded. Bobby was shocked that the hero died. Randolph Scott never died in the Saturday matinee movies at the Empire. Neither did Audie Murphy or Richard Carlson. But he understood that George Sanders had given his life for the greater good of all. He thought he understood something else as well. Ted's blankouts. While Ted and Bobby had been visiting Midwich, the day in southern Connecticut had turned hot and glaring. Bobby didn't like the world much after a really good movie. In any case, for a little while, it felt like an unfair joke full of people with dull eyes, small plans, and facial blemishes. He sometimes thought if the world had a plot, it would be so much better. "Brodigan and Garfield hit the bricks," Ted exclaimed as they stepped from beneath the marquee, a banner reading, "Come in, it's cool inside," hung from the marquee's front. "What'd you think? Did you enjoy it?"
"It was great," Bobby said. "Fantabulous. Thanks for taking me. It was practically the best movie I ever saw. How about when he had the dynamite? Did you think he'd be able to fool them?"
"Well, I'd read the book, remember? Will you read it, do you think?"
"Yes."
Bobby felt, in fact, a sudden urge to bolt back to Harwich, running the whole distance down the Connecticut Pike and Asher Avenue in the hot sunshine so he could borrow the Midwich Cuckoos with his new adult library card at once.
"Did he write any other science fiction stories?"
"John Wyndham? Oh, yes, quite a few. And will, no doubt, write more. One nice thing about science fiction and mystery writers is that they rarely dither 5 years between books. That is the prerogative of serious writers who drink whiskey and have affairs."
"Are the others as good as the one we just saw?"
"The Day of the Triffids is as good. The Kraken Wakes is even better."
"What's a Kraken?"
They had reached a street corner and were waiting for the light to change. Ted made a spooky, big-eyed face and bent down toward Bobby with his hands on his knees. "It's a monster," he said, doing a pretty good Boris Karloff imitation.